Shvius, Parak Ches Mishnah Beis. Shvius nit no lachila v'lashsia ulasicha. Shvius is given for eating, for drinking, and for anointing. Lechol davish adarko lechol, to eat something that's normally primarily used for food. V'losuch davish adarko losuch, and anointing something that's used for anointing. So we're not allowed to be mafsit shvius. So for example, let's say a potato. Potato is not normally eaten raw, so one should be cooking it on shvius. That's the Rab brings, for example, a turnip. One also should be cooking a turnip. So it's also the way that it's eaten. And likewise, if something's rotten and getting spoiled, one doesn't need to eat it as well, because it's not the derech of bnei adam to eat it. It goes after what is the normal way of people consume things. This is what the Rav says. Lo yosuch yayin v'chomets. So therefore, one's not allowed to smear wine and vinegar, even though some people do it, since primarily smearing is not done with it, and people only drink it or use it for food, that's what should be done. But by oil, one is allowed to anoint. People also eat oil, and they put it in food, since it's not primarily used for that, since it can also go either way, so therefore you can choose whichever way you want to go. And these same halachas apply to both truma and maaser sheni, that it was only given for achila, shasiya, and sicha, like the Rav explains. Kal mehem shvius. However, there is one kula by shvius should nitna lahadlokas haner, that shvius can be used to light your candles. So one is allowed to use shemen of shmita for lighting. Why is that? We said earlier by wood that burning was not like achila because the hana happened afterwards. That's by cooking because the hana happens later. Masha'inkin oil and using it for light. Light, the benefit of light is right away. I wonder what would be the din if one would use oil as fuel to cook with. People, I guess, don't normally do that, but what would be the din if one had light and one would use oil? Just something to think about. Maybe that would be usur, according to this. But we see that shvius is more makel than what? Chumen meiser sheni. So by shvius, we know whether it's tahar, whether it's tame, one is allowed to use it for their candles. Doesn't matter. By truma, the only kula of using truma for fire. Now, interesting, the fire used truma, it also says truma tamea. We know that by truma tamea, one is allowed to use truma tamea and even cook with it. Not just for lighting candles, but actually is talking about cooking. But truma tahara, you can't do. So that's why truma is more machmir than shvius. What about meiser sheni? So the Rav says a big chiddush here by meiser sheni, that it's the opposite. The Meiser Sheni, one is not allowed to light or use or cook with if it's Tameh. But he says, but if it's Tahar, one is allowed to. So Shvius is more Machmer than that, because Shvius, even when it's Tameh. And the source is, as he says, V'lo ba'arti mimenu b'tameh by the Vidoi by Bikurim, that we would say that we were not Mevaret while we were Tameh. And the Deek is, but when it's Tahar, we were allowed to be Mevaret. So Kivager asks on this, how could that be? He said the only reason the Torah is said over there, where the guy made a Vidoi, that he didn't do while he's Tameh, because the Chiddush is that you would have thought that while it's Tameh, he's allowed to. So the Torah tells that even when it's Tameh, even when Meister Sheni's Tameh, one's not allowed to burn it. But of course, Kal v'chomer, if it's Tahar, one's for sure and is not allowed to light with it. The only chiddush of being allowed to burn something is only by truma tameya, not by meiser sheni. And he brings a Rashi in Yevamos that says exactly that, that the only reason that the Torah says, v'lo ba'arti mimenu b'tameh, it's coming to teach us that don't say, because of again tameh, you're allowed to do havara. According to Kivager and Rashi, meiser sheni is never allowed to be burnt, whether it's tameh, whether it's tar, so shvius is always more mekel than meiser sheni in any event. The Tiferes Yisrael actually wants to say that which the Rav says, that you would burn Meiser Sheni and consume it while it's Tahar, is referring to after Shas Bir, when you have to get rid of it. There the halach is, by Meiser Sheni that's Tahar, and it passed its time, and now you have to get rid of it, there you're allowed to actually burn it. And this is what the Rav was referring to. And even the video that was done in the Psukim, Pashtus, it's also talking about when the guy was saying that B'Shas Biuro, it wasn't Tameh, when he actually had to get rid of it. So he actually sent this pshat to Kivager, his Rebbe, and this is back and forth. It's very nice. And you can look in the Tiferes Yisrael to see how Kivager responded, and also how the Tiferes Yisrael then had his own response. Usually, I guess based on time in the letters, there was usually only one response, and then the Tiferes Yisrael would then make his own comments. But it seems that there was not the ability to then send his own comments back to Kivager.